Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get
me. Sarah Smith, bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kara Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, the author of Naked Proof About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling. Karen, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. Speakforyourself.com is your website. I know you've got a lot of other things there where you help people put their best foot forward in their careers.
Absolutely. You've got
videos and all kinds of stuff on your website, don't you?
Learning tools, pithy blog, and it's
not just regular blogs, folks. Pithy blogs.
It's a pithy blog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a place. It's a resource as well as a place to learn more and to purchase tools that will help you in your business.
So check it out. Speakforyourself.com. We're talking about preparing a speech in 10 minutes or less, and. Mm-hmm. In the earlier segment, you told us purpose, return on investment, theme. These are the three things that you tell the audience. You talk to them about those three things. This is what you're going to hear from me in the next 20 minutes, right?
Right. That's your opening. Now let's talk about the body of the presentation. And since you only are going to allow yourself 10 minutes to prepare it, I'm going to give you some quick and dirty tricks to use. Use one of these organizational patterns, and you will sound so organized, and you know exactly what you're doing. Okay, one of them is the age-old pros and cons. There is nothing in this world, Jim, that doesn't have positives and negatives. Everything does.
Right.
So take your subject matter and say, here's the positives, here's the negatives, and power close. So, or another, okay, that's one way you could do it. Another way is problem and solution. Another way is time sequence. Here's what we did in the past. Here's what we're doing now. Here's what we're going to do in the future. So past, present, future. Another way is question and answers. So you ask some questions. Well, you pose a hypothetical question and then you answer it. So you do like two or three of those.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. And or sometimes it's the viewpoint. Maybe it's the view of you versus the view of your manager versus the view of the finance department or the view of the marketing department or the meetings, whatever. So viewpoints of different people in your organization. So are you keeping a list? There's
yep.
more. But that just if you can figure out a schematic in your brain, it's going to make it easier for you.
Well, what you're trying to do is you're trying to build a structure that you can hang content on that will help not only help you be organized, but it'll help you deliver it in an organized way so that the audience can receive it in an organized way.
And how novel is that?
we can actually remember
what you said.
Isn't this how we learn things?
Right.
You know, doesn't our mind want to structure things? I'm telling you, as a guy, I want context. I need some kind of framework. If you give me as that video, there's a video online you can go watch. You know, I'm a guy. I want a box. If you want to tell me something, I need to know what box I'm going to put it in.
It's an easier way for the listener to grab the information, and you, the speaker, will make more money and grow your business if you can employ this type of model in your brain. And even if you don't think linearly and you think more creatively, if left brain, right brain thing, this is just a great tool mm-hmm. that I have found that is very useful for how anybody thinks, especially the pros and cons, pluses and minuses on anything in life.
So
that's the body of your presentation.
If you're real quickly, I'll ask you that if you don't have a set period of time, when you and I speak, we're paid to speak We're told we have 30 minutes, we have 40 minutes, 5 minutes, we have an hour. We're supposed to fill that up. But if you're speaking to a civic group or something, and you can say what you want to say in 12 minutes, it's okay, isn't it?
We've never argued when the speaker ends sooner than later. But if they end 5 minutes late or 1 minute late, we go crazy. So, right, less is more.
Be clear, be brief, and be seated, right? That's what someone
right.
says.
Right, be brief, be gone.
So, all right, so what's then, the rest of it?
Okay, the final part of your presentation is your ending, your conclusion. And there's a couple of things I want our listeners to think about and put in there. All one right. is a summary of your key points and benefits. So what did you just say? Which goes to that old adage, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Mm-hmm. So this is the tell them what you told them part. So you just really do. You want to just very, very briefly, this is one sentence. And then a part that I truly want people to underline in their brain is the call for action. What do you want me, the listener, to do or think or feel as a result of having listened to you? Do I want to think about this concept in a different manner? Do you want me to go buy your product? Do you want me to think some more about it? Do you want me to feel better or have less headaches? Whatever it is, call for action. Mm-hmm. And then end with an anecdote or a story or an example. So
and that's what you just did. And I need your website one more time.
Speak for yourself.
Speakforyourself.com. Check it out. Karen Cortell Reisman, well done today. Thank you for great information. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, speakforyourself.com. Check it out. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. She was hanging on. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.